This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
The lunacy is already starting.
No, seriously, people. And you're going to have to get involved early. It's getting to that point. You're just going to have to get involved early. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, as I say, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, seriously. Don't just sit there tuning out, really not being involved, really not being engaged. I want you to be engaged and involved. But as I'm looking over some of these, as the information I'm getting from some of these, some of you people, some of the listeners. Because now we're coming into that Christmas time stuff that I hate. I mean, I love Christmas, don't get me wrong. But I hate all the garbage we have to put up with at Christmas. I hate all the garbage where, you know, we're told that we're infringing on other people's rights. Well, you know, I'm going to start that whole thing. You're infringing on my rights. I want a Christmas tree. I want to say Merry Christmas. If I have an office, I want to put up, you know, look it. I'm not going to necessarily put up a cross. I'm not one of those kind of guys. I don't mind the fish. Right? I don't mind Jesus stickers. I just, you know, I'm not big on having the cross up in my office or in my bedroom or in the house. Although I subscribe to it. I believe in it. You know, it's not that hard to do. Yeah, the tree. It's not that hard to figure out. But now what we got going on now, again, another university, a place of learning, a place of acceptance, another one, has now said, mistletoe, Secret Santa, red and green decor aren't politically correct. My God. That's Cornell University. The students and the staff, they have to be careful that they put up. The University of Knoxville says if a Secret Santa exchange is planned, it should be called Secret Gift Exchange. Because, you know, Santa is non-inclusive. When did Santa start hating people? I mean, the song is that Santa gives every boy and girl a toy. I don't, you know, if you decide not to celebrate that, that's your problem. You can explain that to you. I don't care if you're a Muslim, a Jew, an atheist, a Buddhist, whatever. You don't want to accept a gift from Santa, that's up to you. What do I care? More gifts for my kids, what can I tell you? But I always thought that was interesting. Colleges and universities are issuing what they consider to be the best practices for inclusive holiday celebrations to ensure that campuses remain politically correct. Who wants them politically correct? Who signed up for this? At Cornell University, the beloved tradition of mistletoe is under attack. Now, how are you going to kiss the girls? Seriously. If you can't have mistletoe, I'm telling you people, this is just nuts. Going somewhere to happen. So if you can't have mistletoe, yeah, how are you going to chase the girls down on campus, right? So it's tradition of mistletoe is under attack, with the school claiming that the parasitic plant under which lovers are expected to kiss doesn't create an environment of inclusion. Well, no, of course it doesn't. You only want 200 at a time. Ohio State University and the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, boldly list the guidelines on their Office of Diversity and Inclusion websites. Now, the University of Knoxville set guidelines suggesting holiday parties should have should have no emphasis on religion or culture. What do we have, a white Christmas tree in a white room with no decorations? Well, then that would be supremacist, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously, think about it. They want a no emphasis on religion or culture, but rather build upon the workplace relationships, team morale. Who the heck wants to do that on Christmas? I want to exchange gifts. I don't care who you're from. I want my stuff. Build on workplace relationships. No, I don't think so. If I don't like you while you're wrong, I'm not going to like you at Christmas unless you got a gift for me. I don't like you for a period of time, at least until the new year. School says that these parties should never include religious or cultural games, such as the dreidel. Oh, no, let's pick on the Jews now. They only got one game. Why would you take it away from them? Additionally, if a gift exchange is planned, the university says calling it a secret Santa is inappropriate. Instead, the exchange should be referred to in a more generic way, such as the practical joke gift exchange. Yes, because the more you drink, the easier that'll be to say. And or the secret gift exchange. That's always good, too. Don't we already know it's a secret gift?
Why don't we do it a different time of year?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that's it. Let's have a loon holiday. What do you think of that? You can have your holiday season in June. That way, you won't have to worry about snow or skidding on the ice or anything. You'll be fine, right? Because, I mean, if you can't handle a couple of Christmas gifts or a couple of terms that say Christmas, then maybe you shouldn't just be out on snowy, icy nights. I don't know. The school recommendations are being criticized, though, by Tennessee state lawmakers, Senator Dolores Gresham and Mike Bell, who have called the Chancellor Jimmy Cheek to resign after the school issued a list of expectations. This is offensive to the vast majority of Tennesseans who help fund this university through their tax dollars, Bell told the Tennessean. We have lost our confidence in Chancellor Cheek's ability to lead the state's flagship university. Me too. You know, here's, I got a suggestion. Why don't you guys get away from all the sexual garbage? Why don't you get away from all the what you can and can't do? Why don't you get away from all the PC stuff? And why don't you get down to teaching classes so we're not the laughing stock of the universe? So kids don't spend $80,000 and they still don't know Jack, even though Jack sat next to them in the class. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable SolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Hey, man.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Even if you're not agreeing with me, even if you're writing me things or comments that have nothing to do with what I'm talking about, I'm good with all of that. It's fine. We all have our moments. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation in the chat room there as well. Or you can just simply buy my book, really. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can pick it up there. If you buy it, now you can get it on Amazon. If you want a, what's that thing called? Kindle. If you want a Kindle version, you can get it on Amazon. And you can get all copies on Amazon. But if you want a signed one, it doesn't mean anything unless somebody kills me in a parking lot somewhere, and then it's worth three times the amount, so it'll be worth all of $30. But if you want it signed, you have to order from the website. If you order from the website, I sign them before I send them out. Other than that, it's a good read. Most people, if you go check out Amazon, you'll see the comments about the book, and I think you'll enjoy it. So let me get back to the assault on Christmas. It's every year. It never stops. You know, and it's irritating as heck because more and more people back down, more and more Christians back down. Because they don't want anybody to feel bad. No, I want you to be miserable. If you're not on my side at Christmas and you're trying to make me feel bad at Christmas and you're trying to make me feel like I'm not being non-inclusive, matter of fact, you want me to put up more lights? Do you want me to put up more? Yeah, keep it up. Seriously. I'll go send out these little buttons that I have. I'll send out 1,000 of them to people I don't even know. Just so you can pop into them in the street where it says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. That's why I tell my listeners, you know what? Don't be afraid to say Merry Christmas. Seriously. I don't care who they are. I mean, look, unless the guy's got a big Star of David on his chest or around his neck, don't do that. That's just wrong. You wish him a happy Hanukkah. What do you wish an atheist? Like, happy nothing? Happy worm food? Happy dark space later or something? I don't know. I don't know what you would do. So the
Enjoy our day off.
There you go. No, they yes. You know, that's really funny. I love these people who don't believe in Christmas. They don't believe it's a holiday. They don't believe in Jesus. And yet most of them will work on Christmas Day and get double time and a half. So maybe if you have no belief system, maybe you should get single time. What do you think? And because it's not a special day for you. You're not giving anything up.
That wouldn't be fair.
What?
That wouldn't be fair, Joe.
I think it would be. It'd be fair in my book. Anyway. So some of these colleges who have decided that mistletoe, yeah, you're right, that is how it's spelled, okay, mistletoe, Secret Santa, red and green decor aren't quite politically correct, like we care. And then the University of Knoxville has decided that these Secret Santa parties need to be called practical joke gift exchanges and secret gift exchanges. Come on, are we getting crazy with this? Come on, guys. We out of control with this stuff or what? You're talking about gifts. Nobody that I know ever came to Jesus because they were excited about Santa Claus. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. Some of you know what I mean by coming to Jesus. But I mean, seriously, I don't know anybody who has. And we're all worried about Jesus. Why? What did he ever do to you? Give him some glory on the day we celebrate his birthday. And some of you, I love some of you scholars who send me emails when I talk about this. Yes, I know Christ wasn't born on December 25th. I'm not a moron. It is the day we celebrate it. We've come together. We've decided on that day. It's not killing anybody. And, you know, how do you know unless you were there anyway? But it's okay. I'm good with that. The students and staff are encouraged to be thoughtful in their decorating choices at Ohio State. Greenery, white lights, snowflakes, and bows are deemed appropriate. The school, however, would prefer they avoid the colors red and green to convey an inclusive holiday spirit. So I guess in the wintertime or around the holiday season, you're not able to wear red or green pants, shoes? Maybe you can't write in red or green? Maybe you shouldn't use red or green paper? When holding holiday parties, food should be general and not privilege. You hear this? I don't even know who. I don't even know if this is real. When holding holiday parties, food should be general and not privilege any religion. What? Groups should strive for consensus and seek decisions on party themes that everyone can live with. Well, they throw me out, right? I don't do Mexican food. So I'd be gone in a heartbeat. Can't do Italian food, you know, because there are a lot of Italian foods that are regular foods and for the holiday season, the Christmas season. This is just all amazing to me. Look at how deep they're getting into the tomfoolery here. I mean, down to the food choices? Are we serious? Cornell University was slightly more conspicuous with its guidelines for inclusive seasonal displays, burying the list at the bottom of their yearly fire safety guidelines for holiday decorations. Now that sounds cool, doesn't it? The guideline first lists decorations that are consistent with the school's commitment to diversity. Among these items included are snowflakes and trees decorated with snowflakes. You know, I've seen these. And I never knew what it meant. Where, you know, trees that have basically nothing on them. They do. They have snowflakes or just all white lights. I guess somebody there was politically correct to put that up. I don't know.
No, that's been happening way before PC became a thing.
I do, but really? A Christmas tree with just white lights?
Yeah.
That's boring. Yeah, whatever.
It's fine. It has nothing to do with these people.
Yes, ma'am. So decorations that are consistent with the school's assembly guidelines should be a basis of dialogue, including bows, garland and lights, wreaths with bows, a combination of snowflakes with Santa Claus figures, and dreidels and holly. Decorations that are consistent with the school's school's assembly guidelines, but should nonetheless be a basis of dialogue, include bows, garland, lights, wreaths with bows, and combination of snowflakes, Santa Claus figurines, dreidels, and holly. This is just nuts. We're right down to, gee, how many lights can we put on the tree? I mean, seriously.
What tree? Why are they allowing trees?
I know, I don't get it. While specific recommendations were not given at the University of Illinois, the school holiday resource page suggests employers should ensure that their holiday party is not a Christmas party in disguise. Yeah, I guess, well, what's Santa Claus? This is just nuts. This stuff is just crazy. And it's crazy at every level. I don't even know how they do this. I don't know how they do this with a straight face. But ask them. There is no attack on religion. There's no attack on Christmas. It's just amazing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Enough with the singing. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me tonight. I always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, if you truly want to be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, let's get back to it. How's that? Again, we do have a war on religion. We do have a war on Christmas. We do. I actually would venture as far as to say we have a war on Christianity. Hasn't stopped yet. Even after Trump gets in, I don't expect it to stop anytime soon. I'm hoping it slows down. I'm hoping he does issue some executive orders to stop, you know, turn around, stop the craziness that the Obama administration did with our military people. Now, Donald Trump, this is a piece by Todd Starnes. If you don't know him, go ahead and pick up some of his stories. He's got some really good stuff up there. Now, Donald Trump may be the next president of the United States, but the war on religious liberty is still raging on. He said the other day he received word that Connecticut's openly gay comptroller is targeting American Family Association, one of the nation's most prominent and respected Christian ministries. Now, he said, if comptroller Kevin Lembo has his way, FA could be kicked out of the Connecticut State Employees Campaign for Charitable Giving, even though they are qualified as a charity under the rules. Lembo sent AFA a letter accusing them possibly being in violation of regulations governing the Connecticut State Employee Campaign for Charitable Giving that broadly prohibits discrimination. He specifically mentioned AFA's petition to boycott Target over its transgender bathroom policies and ministry statements regarding traditional marriage. So, let me see, a church organization is not in favor of transgenderism and is in favor of traditional marriage. Boy, that's a stretch, huh? So these actions and statements are extremely troubling to me, he says, not only as an openly gay father and spouse, but as an administrator of the CSEC. He wrote the AFA's statements and mission not only appear to discriminate against the LGBTQ communities as well as Muslims who choose to serve and protect our country by enlisting in the military, but it remains unclear what actual charitable services the AFA provides that qualifies it to participate in the CSEC. He He said, I'm therefore initiating an investigation to determine whether AFA is in compliance with requirements of the CSCC. Right. And I am sure this is strictly an attack on AFA because they've been attacked in the past. And they continue to be attacked because they believe in traditional marriage. They believe in the traditional laws of God. They just believe in basic biblical principle. And this is state government, I mean, officially coming right at, head on with AFA. The letter is nothing more than an attack on AFA for standing strong for biblical principles, Wilden said. Moreover, it is unconstitutional attack on the First Amendment. It's the right of all religious organizations to do what they believe is right. The government is not allowed to dictate to religious charities what they can believe in order to participate in the public square. Now, the AFA General Counsel, Abraham Hamilton, he mints no words in his interpretation of the state comptroller's investigation. He said, hey, what's being foisted upon the American Family Association is the latest iteration of if you don't adhere to the nouveau orthodoxy of the day, which is the sexual deviancy agenda, then you must be castigated and expelled from public life. Statement from the letter he wrote. First Liberty Institute attorney Haram Sasser accused Limbo of abusing the power of his office. He says that it is surprising. And we're seeing more and more of this. I'm sorry, but you do. If it was a Christian, you'd complain about it if he changed the name of the holiday tree to the Christian tree. Some of these groups without laws, without the authority, are edicting, if you would, the transgender bathroom laws. They're edicting these things that would benefit the LGBTQ community. And again, if a Christian did it, or a religious group did it, it'd be a whole different animal now, wouldn't it? See, again, as I said to you, it's not equality they want, it's control. It's surprising that the government would still be so bold as to engage in clearly unconstitutional religious viewpoint and discrimination, Sasser said. The issue really brings into focus why a lot of people supported Donald Trump as opposed to Hillary Clinton. People feared the federal government, more specifically the IRS or the Department of Justice, being used as a means of cultural and societal intimidation. How many of you think that Barack Obama is surprised that he wasn't able to make the sweeping changes? Now, he made some changes, don't get me wrong, but the sweeping changes. Do you not believe that Barack thought that his agenda, his group, his people would be so much further along now with everything he did? You know, when I say that, I mean, you know, that socialist agenda that he's got. Do you believe that he believed that he would be able to get away with a lot more of this? I think he did. I think he really believed that once he got in there, he'd be able to change things massively and in a sweeping way. So, I don't have all the answers for you. Don't you love when I do that? I don't have all the answers for you. And I see this stuff happen. You know, another thing that just cropped up. Let me see. Where is it? All right. I'll do this one before I forget to do it. The Chicago City Council has approved the removal of Trump street signs. How many can there be?
There were three or four. They went around the block.
So city workers in Chicago took down honorary street signs on Sunday that had been installed around the Trump International Hotel in the tower overlooking the Chicago River. Two of the three signs near the President-elect Trump's property were removed over the weekend, while the other was stolen in October. The move was a jab from the city politicians who are angry about how President-elect Trump has referred to the level of gun violence in the Windy City. Well, why were they mad? Why don't you do something about it? Then you wouldn't have to be mad about it and they wouldn't be real numbers. I'm so confused. I mean, seriously, the numbers are the numbers. The killings are the killings. Your inability to cope is your inability to cope. Doesn't matter how he phrases it. Brendan Riley, who is a downtown alderman on the city council, had pushed for the sign's removal. The council voted last month in favor of Riley's proposal. When he gets up there on the national stage and trashes Chicago, basically telling folks not to visit the great city, he's actually making it harder for us to solve our public safety problems. Really? Wait a minute. So you're saying more people wouldn't come to the city, therefore maybe you wouldn't have more crime? Because it can't be inside the city, or you would have fixed it by now, right? I'm sure it's people coming into the city that's bringing it to you. So anyway, he goes on to say that by having people in there, they can invest in more cops because we need more revenue. Well, you wouldn't need more revenue. You wouldn't need more cops if you didn't have so much violence, right? Bring in the National Guard. They're already armed. They'll already be paid by the state. What do you care? Riley said following the vote that that's why he's losing his honorary street sign. Because he said truthful, nasty things about Chicago. The two signs have been located at the intersection of Wabash and Hubbard and Illinois. A spokesman for the city's Department of Transportation said he was unsure what the city will do with these items. What do you mean you're unsure? They're probably going to, shred them or something. If I was you, I'd throw them in the back of the truck and I'd kind of, auction them off kind of thing. You know what I'm saying there? Go to the park on the weekend, see who wants to buy them. And I see them. They're honorary. You've got this, right? They're honorary signs. You sent it to me. Yeah. Yeah, that's goofy looking. Anyway. All right, let's get to Obama's $4 billion plane. And how some of these, even the Dems are going out of their minds, which I think is hilarious. What are they going out of their minds for? The man says $4 billion for a plane is too much money. I probably agree with him. And he says he wants Boeing, he wants companies to make money. They just don't have to make that much money. So on Tuesday, he demanded that U.S. Air Force One building be canceled. Now, the Air Force One contract is with Boeing, claiming the costs are just out of control. We'll talk about where he's getting his numbers, because some people don't believe his numbers. But I'll tell you where he's getting his numbers. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. And yes, some of you are already gone. You know what I mean? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, got an extra $4 billion lying around? No, seriously. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And on Facebook, you can follow along there, I guess, on the live stream, live feed, whatever it's called. You can comment, you can watch. Why you want to watch, I don't know. But hey, whatever makes you happy, right? So the president-elect Donald Trump is really kind of irritated at Boeing. And he said the Air Force One, the new Air Force One being built, is going to cost around $4 billion. Now, Trump's tweets claimed the cost of a new Air Force One fleet would be more than $4 billion. In January, the U.S. Air Force awarded Boeing a preliminary contract worth $25.8 million. Now, that's, you know, it's reported then. Tuesday afternoon, the Air Force had budgeted $2.7 billion for research, development, testing, and evaluation of the project. Are you hearing me? It was $2.7 billion has been allocated for only research, development, testing, and evaluation. So it's 25.8 million dollars for the actual plane. Everything else will come up to close to $4 billion. Which is why we need a businessman in the office. No more politicians in there. It's not clear exactly where Trump got $4 billion figure referred to, but a Government Accountability Office report published in March estimated that the total cost of replacing both jets would be close to $3.2 billion. That was before inflation. So think about it. They don't do one. They do them both. They have a, I won't call it a decoy because it's not, but it's an exact replica, functioning replica, if you would, of Air Force One. In case something happens with that, he can hop in the other plane and go. Now, Boeing, who shares, fell slightly after Trump's tweet, released a statement Tuesday about its work on Air Force One. We are currently under a contract for $170 million to help determine the capabilities of these complex military aircraft that serve the unique requirement of the President of the United States, spokesman Todd Blecker said in a statement. We look forward to working with the U.S. Air Force on subsequent phases of the program, allowing us to deliver the best plans for the President. So, the guys making the plane, follow me here, are getting $170 million to design the plane. Shouldn't we just give a contract to build a plane the way we want it? And why are we having them design the plane? So they're going to get $170 million to determine what the plane needs to have, how it needs to function, what it needs to do, right? And then after we're done with all of that, then we go like kind of back out to bid, if you would. Now there has to be an actual price to put it together. Trump, put this together. Trump says the plane's out of control. Trump told reporters in Trump Tower on Tuesday, according to the Pool report, it's going to be over $4 billion for Air Force One program, and I think it's ridiculous, he said. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money. Asked about Trump's comments on Tuesday afternoon, White House spokesman Josh Earnest, well, they're not going to say anything nice about him. You already know this. This is nothing new. Come on, guys, really. I don't even know why you print this. Asked about the Trump comments Tuesday afternoon, White House spokesman Josh Earnest, what a name to have to have while you're up there spewing lies. I'm Earnest Earnest. Referred questions about the contract details to the Department of Defense. Hey, guys, I don't know how much it is. I don't know anything about that. I'm sure it's not $4 billion, but what do I know? Ask the Department of Defense. Right. Some of the statistics that have been cited, shall we say, he goes on to say, don't appear to reflect the nature of the financial agreement between Boeing and the Department of Defense. Here's the problem, though. Again, it's not a finished product. They're not bidding out a finished product. Boeing had been planning to replace the current Air Force One fleet, two Boeing 747-200s, with Boeing 747-8 jets. That's according to its website. The current jets will reach the end of their 30-year lifespan in 2017. Yeah, I'll be nice. Earlier this year, Trump cited criticized the age and condition of the Air Force One, attacking President Barack Obama's use of the plane to travel to campaign events for Hillary Clinton. Now Air Force One is very old, Boeing 747, Trump said in July. It sucks up a lot of gas, a lot of fuel. Boy, the fuel bill on that, can you imagine? You turn on those engines, I can tell you, it's a lot of money. And I'm sure he can tell you, it's a lot of money. Air Force did not immediately respond to requests for comments. Of course they're not. Their new commander-in-chief is making their comments. You want them to come out and speak against them? Are you guys like brain dead? Come on, think about it. So anyhow, no, this is why we want him in office. This is why we want a businessman and not a politician who doesn't know what it takes to get these things built, delivered, who doesn't know how to negotiate a contract. Come on, think about it. Right? We want somebody who's willing to push back. We want somebody who's willing to fight. I'm not joking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there's a story floating around. I haven't had a chance to check it out. I'm not totally reluctant to do it, but I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. And it's a story about, let's see, yeah, that Obama is giving a defense contract to build some of our jets in India. So it looks like the administration gave the defense industry the go-ahead on plans to build classic American fighters in India. With the support of the current administration, both Lockheed Martin and Boeing have been in talks with the Indian government to build the F-16 fighter Falcon and the F-18 Super Hornet for the Indian Air Force in India. Now, the companies intend to move their production facilities to India. Lockheed may relocate its entire F-16 assembly line, moving manufacturing from Texas to India. While the F-16 has been produced in other countries through joint ventures before, this could be the first time the entire assembly line has been moved abroad. I can't wait till Trump finds out about that one. They go on to say, this is American tax dollars. The American tax dollars are being spent so that aircraft that are going to be protecting our country, protecting us, our country, and others, can be produced, what, in another country? I know India's been our friend. They've been our ally, but really? Doesn't take much for somebody to turn now, does it? Furthermore, in addition to the manufacturing and exporting U.S. fighter aircraft, India will also be involved in supporting thousands of F-16 operations worldwide. Why can't we use Americans? We've got a whole bunch of people out of work. Why can't we retrain the Americans and use them? Why can't we have the plants here where those people can work? Right? They can come out of whatever their, unemployment, and they can work, get a paycheck, feel good about themselves. Why wouldn't we do that? I hope Trump reverses that and brings that back. The article goes on to say, between discussion in working groups and the growing presence of the U.S. defense industry in India, we are optimistic about the future of co-developing and co-producing defense systems. That's according to Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter will head to India this week, where procurement will likely be discussed further. India is eager to modernize its Air Force to offset Chinese and Pakistani advancements. The deals are expected to boost the Made in India initiative. Donald Trump was talking today, and he apparently, I don't know if he was commenting on this or some of the other contracts in particular, but he talked about keeping jobs here. Start building here. Bring jobs back here. Make jobs happen here. And I don't doubt he'll do it. Well, you're going to try like heck to do it. So the deal with Lockheed could create 1,000 new jobs in India. The U.S. is going to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses, but any business that leaves our country for another country, according to Trump, fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in another country, then I think, he says, he thinks it's wrong and needs to be tariffed. And I agree with him. I'm tired of you guys on the right and my friends telling me, you're wrong. That's not free enterprise. It's not this. It's not that. You know what? It is free enterprise. You know why? Here's the deal. We can't compete with other countries. There's nothing we can do. As long as you have unions in the way, as long as they don't have any EPA rulings, as long as they can pay people $25 a week for 12 hours a day worth of work, there's no competition. We can't compete. I don't care what the government says we're doing or not doing, or forcing them to pay wages, commensurate wages. I don't believe it. Show it to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Tell your friends about the show. Go to the website, therealside.com. Buy the book. I'll wait. Go ahead. Buy the book. I'll be able to tell. Anyway, have a great rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow.